You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Yes, it's Thursday. Yes, it's August 18th. And there is plenty to get to, including breaking Deshaun Watson news. Grizzlies' schedule is out. We'll get our crack at it, John Martin. Everybody else has sort of had their shot and what they think of the Grizzlies. Yes, 82-game schedule. That hasn't changed. We'll get our crack at it this first hour, certainly. Bron James has re-signed with L.A. That news is there. And, of course, there seems to there's an official report out there now on Bronny and Memphis's interest in him. John, it seems to be coming a little bit more official by the day. That Penny Hardaway likes what he sees when he looks at Bronny James.
I think we kind of called this. I think we kind of identified that Penny was going to get in mix and have a totally different, have a completely different perspective on it than we did. Because, I mean, we're scared. You know, there's no question about it.
So be careful.
We're scared.
Be careful.
What was that day we asked Bennett? Like, what's your rallying cry for the playoffs? What did he say? What was his rallying cry?
Something like careful.
Careful?
Yeah, something like that. Tides are about to play.
That's how he approaches every year.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Be careful, guys. Like,
that's funny, man. He's a little trepidatious sometimes.
He's risk averse.
Yes.
You know, the man is not going to take many risks, right?
No.
But that's not Penny. Penny's the opposite. Penny is a man that sees risk and, you know, gets excited. That's just the truth, you know. And look, it's paid off for him in his life.
Excited.
Who am I to criticize that? You know.
Stop asking me stupid f-ing questions.
Man, big game hunting again.
I appreciate
big
that.
Game.
I appreciate that about Anthony Penny Hardaway. Anyway, so we will get into that today on the show. It's busy, folks. It's getting busy again.
Yeah, that's good.
Hope you guys enjoyed your little summer lull, because that train is leaving the station. You're going to have to start doing some work, man.
I'm hungry.
You're going to have to start working for a living again.
Hungry for sports, John. We're getting close.
We got the Bears on TV tonight?
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
What have we done to deserve this in a past life? This is like two straight weeks of Bears on television.
Got a Memphis tie in that game as well.
Chicago Bears.
It's on the Seattle side.
That's
Kenneth
right.
Walker.
That's right.
He's not going to play tonight.
He will not.
But I'm telling you what. The outlook, even though he's injured right now, the outlook looks good for him this season.
They clearly like him.
They spent a second-round pick on him. Arlington Heights native Kenneth Walker.
Yep.
Stud.
Yep.
Going to play a lot for Seattle. Looks like he's hurt right now. We're not going to see him tonight against the lowly Bears.
Yeah. I actually am.
Trying to move to 2-0.
I've wagered on your Bears.
It's a big one.
Man, the Chicago Bears.
All right. We've officially reached the line where you're sick.
Yeah, I'm sick.
When
he needs to seek counsel.
Because I have to be honest with him, bro. I told him that if we ever got to a point, like when this all started, where you're like, doing WNBA preseason games,
yes.
I'm going to tell you that you're sick.
What's interesting.
And so now I got to do it because I have to stick to what I said.
Our company owns WFAN in New York, and there's a guy named Craig Carton.
Speak
it's
careful.
A famous story. He got busted for like trying
that ain't
to do.
Me, John.
He did ticket Ponzi schemes because he was losing so much money gambling. I don't think that's John. However, Craig started doing like a sideshow on WFAN about the warning of what gambling can do to your life and to be careful with this stuff. Sure. So just be careful.
Absolutely.
You going to bet again preseason on my Bears against Seattle tonight?
Yes. Not a doubt. When I saw Drew Lock was out with COVID, I hit that thing hard.
Be careful.
Yeah. So we're going to get
this
some.
This is be careful day.
Yeah. No, look, preseason football does suck. There's no two ways around.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, there's no.
Yeah. What can you rely on?
Is Justin Fields going to play it all tonight?
Yeah, I think he's actually only scheduled to play, though, one or two series, which actually surprises me a little bit that you're not playing him more in this one.
You know, let's hope he, you know, makes the most of those series. you know, two scores.
Sounds like you're going to have a lot riding on it.
I got the Bears plus
five and a half.
I got them before, right when the news came out, bro.
My Lord.
You, who you think you're sitting across
from? The Rock wins again. This man.
That's right.
Yeah, we here. The big winner.
Well, I can't wait to come in here and celebrate a big Bears win. Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. Anyway, yeah, we have a lot to get to on the show today. Frank Bonner is going to join us at 11:25 from the Daily Memphis, and he covers Memphis football. We got Memphis football schedules. I don't know if you guys have looked around.
Got them posted on the walls around here.
What?
So it reminds you what season it is around here.
That's
okay?
Right.
That's... Any of y'all forgot?
That's right.
We got schedules posted on the walls now. About what season it is, right? It's Memphis football season.
Now, Jason,
it's college football season.
He's trying to tear it down. I mean, like, that's...
I'm just excited here.
We have an electric fence if you talk about Memphis football.
That's Let's right. go, Sylvie! This is a big year. I feel like it's big. Maybe we need to do a song this year.
But I think, it's, you know, I think we should bust out your
That's when
vocals.
The stakes were high. Yeah. Remember last time? We predicted, like, AAC title.
Well, what's that? Like, what, is there like a song where it's like...
Maybe we can inspire them again when we used to do the song.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days.
Yes.
We'll have
brother.
To like... I mean, it'll have to be about Silverfield.
I feel some excitement. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to change it up. Yeah. Got a new look.
You know, we could do one on Seth Hinn again.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean,
this is Silverfield's, what, third season? It's time to have his name in a song rhyme
yeah.
with something.
We did.
What, your thing was Norvell with the sweater vest and all that? Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah,
we should think about doing that again. Feels like a big year ahead, John.
We had the, who was it? We had Big Pat, right?
Yes.
Big Pat. And then we had one other one, right?
Oh, Riley Ferguson.
No, we had three. Old Town
we
Road.
We did three. We did three in a row.
Old Town Road.
And that was the best one, I think.
It really marked the rise of Tiger football, really, to its greatest heights as well, those three seasons.
And then when we stopped doing them, they fell off.
They suck.
You know?
There's a responsibility out ahead of us then.
Yeah, so
It's
anyway.
Like a big year. It's football season.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll get in the lab.
Watch out, Leach!
Should I hit up Trista Crick for some lyrics? You know, she is a...
Oh, is she a poet, too?
She was almost signed by Sony.
Oh, boy.
Remember? Will there be explicit lyrics?
No, it'll be
Can she keep it clean?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll ask her.
I'm messing around. Of course she can. I don't know, John. You were a great songwriter back in your day. Maybe we can tap back into that.
All right.
Back into your imagination.
I'll sleep on it. Mm-hmm. So Frank Bonner's going to join us at 11:25. Looking forward to that.
Just
and then
you.
Ben Golliver is going to hop on at 1:25. He's one of your favorites. No question about that.
Oh, man. Ben Golliver?
You're a big Ben Golliver guy.
I feel like he's a big Grizzlies guy. Like, deep down, he loves the Grizzlies. So he's got to love the attention that they're getting as well now.
Yep.
We've talked about as many national television games as the Grizzlies got. So with the Grizzlies has come Ben Golliver. We've enjoyed his time with us. We want to continue that today.
So we'll get into, there's actually like, there's three big things today.
Well, you can,
there we go.
There's three
Ben
big
Golliver
things.
Golliver about a lot, actually.
There's the
Not just Grizzlies.
Grizzlies schedule.
Yep.
There is Bronny James. And then there is Deshaun Watson. But let's talk about the Grizzlies first, because we have not had a chance to break down the schedule. They came in at 18 nationally televised games. We're not talking about NBA TV. We're talking about ABC, ESPN, TNT.
Correct.
The big boys, right? 18 of them things. Most ever, by far.
10 had been the record. So you nearly double it. And you add on, we don't count it, but 10 more NBA TV games. I mean, that's 28 games, but it's 18 nationally televised games, smashing the record. And look, this is what we said. It's an acknowledgement of what the NBA thinks of you. And frankly, it thinks you're one of its biggest draws. Despite the fact you're a small market team, Ja supersedes that. It's clear. I mean, that's what this is about, is you have now, we knew this already, you have a superstar that the NBA has said, we want to get eyes on outside of those markets. We want to keep eyes on. We saw it again last year with the highlights and the social media impression Ja made on NBA.com and everything else. They look at the numbers. They know what's up. And it's a great thing for the Grizzlies, man. I hate it for my Bally Sports guys.
Right.
Because it's a few less games for them. But nationally, you love the eyes.
I don't think they get paid any less. You know, I don't think they have to take a pay cut or anything. So
you sure about that? You don't get a little extra per game over there?
I don't think so, bro. I think those guys probably have a contract.
Per diems.
You might get them per diems, though, bro.
Yeah.
See there?
That's fair.
That's a little extra.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't go, right? They wouldn't travel in those games, would they? They wouldn't. They would just not go. They would stay at the house. Right?
Like, so if they weren't nationally televised, they'd be there. Right?
Yes.
Right.
So you're saying.
You're losing that. You're losing those per diems of the days that you won't be there. However many, I think it's 8 games that they'll lose out on or somewhere around there.
Yeah.
There's that, if not, you know, for those that are paid per game. But
yeah,
but yeah, that's behind the curtain.
Right, that is very
well. For the Grizzlies, for the franchise, this is obviously huge news.
Yeah, the first game of the season is on ESPN. That game against the Knicks is going to be nationally televised, and you know, that's just the start. That's just the first one, and that's here in Memphis, October 19th. Now, one piece, I guess, if you want to, you know, find something that you know you can take umbrage with, only 4 of them are in Memphis,
mm-hmm.
which seems like
four of the 18.
That seems like a very disproportionate number.
It is,
you know. I mean, that's less than half of them are in Memphis. It's like, okay, you're a draw, but like you're only a draw at this place, at that place. It feels a little
I heard Harrington speculating on this, and I would just roll with him at this point. That look, that probably logistics and everything else. You think about your crews, where it's easy to set up. All of that's got to go into some of this. I don't think it's just you're the small market and everybody else you play is bigger than you, so we're going to put you on the road for 14 of the 18. It's probably, you know, how tough is it to set up here in Memphis? What's the setup like once you are? For some of these crews in the cities you're up against, I'll be honest with you. You put Memphis there in one spot and the other city in another, most of these crews probably going to play Memphis, and maybe that's some of it too. But, no, it does seem like a little bit of a slight. Again, in a year where you're almost doubling up your national television appearances, remember, they'll be flexed into some too, you feel like. There could be more. Mm-hmm. This seems like a small thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to, like, you know.
About the number of times the national TV crews come into Memphis? Yeah, you know, it's more than that. It's more right. How many times does FedEx Forum and the atmosphere here get on national television? No, it's disproportionate. It certainly is. Hope to see that go up as well as you go on. But it's probably more logistic than anything
else. For those of us who are, you know, fighting the good fight against cable, this is amazing news. This is an amazing day. I probably will have to bite the bullet and order. You know, Bally's having they're rolling out a subscription
mm-hmm.
streaming service. They haven't done it in Memphis yet, but I'm assuming that they will before the season starts. But you know, hey, I mean, for those of us that have cut the cord, it's fantastic news. On top of obviously the showcase that is, you know, you're getting on TV, people are seeing you, but. You know, some of us are still, you know, some of us are still doing things above board, Jason.
Playing on Super Bowl Sunday as well. Playing the Boston Celtics on ABC. That's one of their two ABC games to go with the Christmas game. Golden State, that one's the ABC game. We set it in that 7 o'clock slot. So you're going to be on in prime time ABC in a couple of nice spots there on some big days, obviously. Also, we talked about the beginning. If we're talking about things on the schedule that we looked at closely, it was how tough is the beginning when you know you're going to have Jaren Jackson out. We don't know how long. But I tell you what. And we talked about this with Sane last week. Don't you have to feel pretty good that Jaren wants to get back by Christmas, if not before? Like, by the time you're playing Golden State there, you know, a rivalry game, obviously, that you're wanting to get back. I think it's 30 or 31-ish games before Christmas.
Yep.
So it gives him some time. Now, we don't need to go through the first 31, but I saw a note in DeMichael Cole's story of the Commercial Appeal. First 19 of the first 19, 10 are going to come against teams that didn't make the playoffs last season. Okay? So that's a good thing. It could be tougher. So I'm not going to sit here and call the schedule soft to start the year, but it does sort of lean your way in terms of starting the year without Jaren Jackson. He points out, remember, this team started 9-10 last year. So of the first 19 this year, for 10 to come against teams that didn't make the playoffs last year, that's a good thing, especially when you're not going to have Jaren Jackson, at least for that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And look, it's the NBA. I mean, we can go through the schedule. We can say, oh, well.
Nah, I don't need to do that.
But it's you know, look, it's the NBA. And so, like, there are going to be nights where, you know, like, you just have confusing L's. Like, that's just part of an 82-game season. I mean, look, I mean, you have the Knicks. You've got the Rockets. You've got the Kings. You've got the Jazz twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're at Portland, Charlotte, Washington. I mean, I would say the first month of the season is definitely manageable. I guess that would be
a little better than that. Yeah.
That's kind of my just without mm-hmm. Jaren, you know, if he misses a month into the season, mm-hmm. like you're feeling, you know, you feel like you can get through that. One cool thing that the NBA is doing, Ben Golliver tweeted about it yesterday, is NBA Rivals Week. And the Grizzlies are featured in this, I believe, twice. Once against the Warriors.
Thought that was big, not just once.
Once against the Wolves. And there was a little bit of blowback from people that I saw about the Wolves being selected as a rival for the Grizzlies, and I think it's completely fair. I think the Wolves are absolutely a rival. Of
oh, anybody Grizzlies. That watched that series would get it.
Yeah.
People that didn't might not.
Yeah, I mean, right. That was a, like, the Timberwolves led for more minutes than the Grizzlies in that series.
Yeah. You know? Something we don't like to acknowledge, that they played
better.
Oh,
I'd like to acknowledge it.
A larger part of the series.
I mean, that could have easily gone a different way.
Absolutely.
You know, if
like you always talk about how Golden State could have gone a different way, so could have Minnesota, and probably more so.
You're exactly right.
We in Minnesota now.
Like our man Henry Lake up there, and you know, on our Odyssey station in Minnesota, mm-hmm. in Minneapolis, probably saying the same damn thing about the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. You know, like the way we talk about the Warriors.
Absolutely. Well, he absolutely is.
If we don't blow the, you know, the historic lead in game, was it 4 or 3? I can't remember. You know, maybe it's and it would have been. Who knows? But I thought that was big. Like, again, you're in the 1% right now in terms of feature. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you're in the category with the Lakers. You're in the category with the Warriors. You're in the category with the Celtics. I mean, you're featured twice on Rivalry Week. You know, I mean, that says I don't believe the Mavericks are. The Mavericks aren't featured twice on Rivalry Week. They're only in there once. You know, I mean, that tells you what the world thinks about Ja, about the Grizzlies, about where they're headed, you know. So it's a good place to be.
Well, and rivalries need to be organic, and mm-hmm. I think the NBA recognizes clearly that those two, both Golden State and Memphis, and Memphis Minnesota, are genuine ones, right? That's not just something you're trying to make happen. I think you could sense it from, you know, sort of the tensions that came out of both series. How close, obviously, the Minnesota, hell, Golden State, Memphis there for a while. Is close as well. So it's that to me, too, is that the NBA recognizing and realize, too, that they might see another one very soon. And I think you're going to have at least one of your games against them with you and the Pelicans. Once you and once Zion proves he can stay on the floor, you'll have that as well, just naturally, with Zion and with Ja, number one and number two picks. So the NBA looking at Memphis and saying, man, there's a couple of different routes here we could go with rivalries, because how many are there truly in the NBA?
Yep.
Guys, we're going to be moving on to a different era here as we're graduating the older 30-somethings that have controlled the league for the last few years, the Durants and the LeBron Jameses. And what you're going to need are fresh, new rivalries. And with these, you've already got the NBA acknowledging what you got with the Timberwolves and with Golden State. I think the Pelicans, obviously, is going to be possibly the next one up. There's going to be a natural rivalry there just because it's, again, 1 and 2. Just exactly. so long as Zion does his part and stays healthy. But let's be real. That New Orleans franchise looks like it's headed in a lot better direction than it did, this time last year, where you're absolutely wondering right. What in the world are they doing down there.
That's absolutely right. So, look, I got the Grizzlies at 82-0. I don't know where you come in.
Yeah, not that.
I got them at 82-0, 41-0 here in Memphis, and then they'll be 41-0 on the road. That should be good enough for a one seed in the West, home court throughout the playoffs. And then, you know, we'll just get ready. We'll just try to, you know, make it happen in the postseason, man. But that's kind of where I'm at with it. I mean, you want to start at October 19th to sort of work our way down here?
No.
Okay.
We don't need to do that.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah. I think it's we've taken our crack at it, and we've been pretty good here about what matters to us.
Giannotto and Jeffrey had the schedule Palooza.
Right, yes. So it's sort of been, we're bringing you back full circle 24 hours. There's our crack.
We're acting last. We're closing the page, closing the book. So anyway, yes, the Grizzlies schedule is out preseason and training camp and all that starts in a month. It'll be here before you know it, Jason. Mm-hmm. You'll have to sustain yourself on Bears preseason football until then. But what a great experience that's turned out to be. You know, you come in here where you try to hide it, but you're excited.
Very much so.
Until the regular season starts. I think, by the way, the squarest thing in the NFL right now is people betting on the Lions to make the playoffs. I think that is so stupid. I think that is just a complete donation. You might as well, like, go to the Salvation Army and give them that rather than bet on the Lions. I mean, they're not
That's
making
funny.
The playoffs.
That's funny.
They're not. They're not good. They're a bad football team. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, what about them looks like a playoff team? Jared Goff stinks. You know, they have no defensive identity.
Right.
What are we talking about? Oh, they're on Hard Knocks. They're going to make the playoffs.
We're not talking about the Lions. We're moving on to what LeBron James and the next thing. That's. I think it's a hot thing right now, John, because they're on Hard Knocks. And that's why the headline's out there, and that's why a few with a little extra money are being a little silly.
I saw some tweet that like 97% of bets on at one book, I don't know which one it was, 97% of the bets on yes or no to make the playoffs was on yes. What are we talking about here? They ain't doing it. The Vikings are going to win the North. That's my hot take.
Oof.
That's my hot take. You know I'm fading Rodgers this year. Anyway, we'll come back. Frank Bonner's going to join us. Behind you is the Memphis football schedule in 2022. It's the reason for the season.
You know what it says right there in fine print?
What does it
written
say?
By Jason Smith there?
Big year for Silverfield.
Well, not just that. That's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go 0-2.
Oh, you go 0-2, buddy.
That's
calamitous. 0-2.
That's right. That's my headline.
Yeah, that's cataclysmic.
Yeah.
Catastrophic, disastrous. Call in FEMA. I mean, we can't afford that.
It's one of the big keys.
Ooh.
One of the big keys. Along, y'all know my big key about getting that running game back.
0-2.
And dynamic.
Grand
again.
Opening, grand closing.
Ooh-wee. You folks will turn the page. You go 0-2, lose that Navy team. Folks expect you to lose Mississippi State. You handled them last year. They owe you.
Yeah.
And it's on the road.
That's it.
You go to Navy.
That's it.
Team picked 10th out of 11 in the AAC. Folks in Memphis are going to want to turn the page to basketball season.
That's right.
We already love to turn it to basketball season as it is around here.
Well, you do, yes. You do. And all you want to do is talk about basketball in August. I think it's ridiculous. You can smell football.
Hey, blame the basketball team that dropped it on the day of the damn media day, all right?
Well,
folks mad at the media for what? Taking the bait. It was only the best non-conference schedule we've seen around here in years.
It's five SEC teams.
All right, then.
Yeah, you got to manage that.
Don't be mad at the messenger.
Blame
who dropped it.
I mean, look, I would have
managed that better. I mean,
that's your responsibility.
On the media
school.
That we talked about one over
no
the
question.
Other thing. It's a responsibility to put
Thank you.
One out on one day, one the next.
It's true.
That's an in-house thing.
Yeah, I would have just done it
that was
the next
silliness.
Day. Yeah.
Coordinate your messages, folks.
Right. It's silliness that we got flack for what we're talking about. They dropped the best non-conference they've had. Which one do you think we're going to talk
and
about?
And by the way.
We just had, with all due, just had Silverfield on.
They dropped the popular program on its head there, too. I mean, just being honest. I mean, the Hoops schedule is a big deal here.
It reminds me, and we got to get to Frank Bonner, but it's not much different than what Cal did with Stoops. Right? Where you're sort of working against each other for what?
Yep.
Right? For what?
It's less inflammatory, right? But it's still like...
Same concept. Still,
you should be on the same page.
You're still big boying.
Remember that? We've said it back to the Tom Bowen and Josh Days about the schedule and everything. You got to be on the same damn page. So...
Yep.
Thought that was ridiculous, especially that we got flagged for it.
Well, we'll come back. Frank Bonner's going to join us. We'll talk to him. Maybe we can, you know, get into all of that with him. All that and more Memphis football talk when we come back. Jason and John, 90s.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM, ESPN. Frank Bonner covers the Memphis football team for the Daily Memphian. That season is it's right here, man.
Yes, it is.
Going to be here before you know it. He joins us now. Frank, what up, man?
What's up? How y'all doing?
How are the vibes, good, man? How are the vibes around Memphis football right now?
I mean, typical vibes of you know, fall camp, a lot of, you know, coach speak and, you know, all of that. You know, they sound to be excited about the offense, the depth at the receiver. Everybody's talking about losing Calvin Austin and Sean Dykes. Right. But it sounds like they really like what they have in the depth at receiver. Everybody's talking about it's going to be more by committee versus what you saw last year of, you know, those two guys, you know, taking the reins. They're real excited about the depth at running back. They haven't made a decision of who their top guy is going to be, although I would say it's mostly, I think it's going to be Brandon Thomas. But they seem to feel good about their depth, especially on offense.
Wow, that's interesting. So, you know, my partner here has been, he's been gassing up Jay Ducker all off season long. So it might not even be him, huh?
What I've said is they need 2,000-yard rushers, John. Get it accurate. Go right ahead, Frank. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't go get the Mac Freshman of the Year, you know, last year's Mac Freshman of the Year, not to play him. And so it's not that I don't think he's going to get his touches.
Right.
But we got to remember that, I mean, Brandon Thomas was like that guy to start the year last year.
Yep.
I know he had a couple of fumbles, he got hurt, but I just don't think that Jay Ducker coming in after missing, you know, most of the spring ball is going to come in week one and be the guy when you have a Brandon Thomas who's been in the program for, you know, a couple of years now and really had a strong season before he got hurt.
Should we expect yards, you know, Seth Hennigan, you know, in terms of his throwing yards, should we really expect it to go up in a year where they need to get the run game back going, in a year, like you mentioned, where you don't have Calvin Austin, you got guys that have to prove themselves, would they be asking too much of him if you're telling him to go out there and throw for 3,700 yards, 4,000 yards? Just feels like they need to get back to asking less of their quarterback.
Yeah, I think it needs to be more of a balance. But in the best case scenario, I do think his yards would go up because if your run game is working, that opens things up more for the passing game. Sure. So I think there's a little bit of give and take. And so I don't think you need to put everything on his shoulders. I think if you lead with your running game first, that will open things up for his, you know, the passing to take care of itself.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting season, you know, just in terms of, you know, momentum and, you know, you know, what I think people want to see, right? What in terms of, you know, can this be the class of the non-Power Five? When you look at the schedule, I mean, does 8 wins feel viable to you? Does it look doable to you? What do you just make of you know, how it all sets up for the Tigers this year from a win-loss standpoint?
Yeah, when people ask me, I think the 8 win mark is usually what I say, right? I do think that there is a journey for 8 wins on the schedule. I mean, if you ask me which, in terms of losses, which ones I think will be tough, obviously Mississippi State, you've got Houston, you got UCF, you got SMU, right? And so if you count those as losses, those are 4 losses, which gives you an 8-4 record. Even if they drop an additional one and they win 7 games plus win a bowl game, that's their 8 wins. And I would argue that you want 8 wins before the bowl game. And I think there's a route for that. If they take care of the games they're supposed to take care of, and we'll see how that stuff plays out. But I do think 8 wins is an achievable mark for them.
Do you think Cormonte Hamilton is going to be – I know that Ryan Silverfield has spoken very highly of him, the former Whitehaven tight end who switched over, comes with Matt Barnes back from Ohio State. Do you think he's a guy who can be an impact guy on that defensive side for them, or has some of that been coach speak, you think?
No, I do think that he will be in the lineup. I do think that he, you know, he'll be in that mix. I don't think that all of that is coach speak. I do think that they see some good things in Cormonte, and he's going to have his shot. He's going to have his opportunities to get on the field and show what he can, you know, he can do. And if he can do what they're saying he can do, then we'll see him more. But I do think he'll have a shot to prove himself in games.
We're talking to Frank Bonner, covers the Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. How does the, you know, and this is sort of a behind the curtain question, but I am curious, like, how does the access at Memphis compare to where you came from, Oklahoma State?
So I get this question a lot, and the access is better here. This is how I explain it, right? So, programs have their set availabilities, right? Those are what they are, right? And so the question is, when I ask for more, do I get it? When I ask for an additional one-on-one with the player, when I ask for a sit-down with the coach, when I ask for that stuff at Memphis, I expect for it to be a yes, and more times than not, it's a yes. When I was at Oklahoma State, I expected for it to be a no, and more times than not, it was a no. And so the access here at Memphis is better for me than it was when I was at Oklahoma State.
When you're around Silverfield, do you get the sense that he is feeling, you know, I know he'll say what he's supposed to, which this needs to be a big year for us, but when you look at the landscape of college football and how much, yes, you can say, you like the conference you're in, but clearly Memphis is looking to get out of it and get pulled up. Do you sense at all that he's feeling a pressure, maybe an added pressure based on, again, the perception you're trying to put out, you know, what you've done, particularly in 2019, trying to get back? Any sense that he's feeling that at all, Frank?
We go back to the coach speak. Obviously, the coach speak is going to, you know, he gives you the every year is a big year, yep. Speech. But I do think there is this is different. Every year is a big year, yada, yada. But this year is different. I mean, if you hear Veach, the AD, talk about it, you know, he kind of came out and said that there's no shying away from it. This year is a big year if you look at everything that's going on. And so there's no way to not feel that, whether it's being said publicly or not. There has to be a heightened level of senses this year as opposed to some other years with everything going on. I mean, there's no way that it can't be, right?
Mm-hmm. If you were taking a pick of defensive MVP of this team, if it's over, when it's all said and done, who would you pick?
I'm going to go with the vet, Quindell Johnson. Mm-hmm. You look at the preseason. He's the one who's been on most of the preseason watch list.
Yep.
You look at what he's done, his track record. I mean, he's one of the anchors of that defense, and so I'd go with Quindell.
We're talking to Frank Bonner, covers the Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since then, but, you know, I am interested just – you know, because you're talking to people, you know, on the football side. What was the sentiment, was there one, about the basketball schedule being released on the same day that it was media day? Is that what it was? Yeah. Being released on the same day that Memphis football was having its media day. Was there any feeling about that at all? Like, what did you hear from people you talked to?
There wasn't any you know, nobody really said too much about it. Who knows what it really is. I think it was kind of odd. I think from the football standpoint, it comes from the control what we can control type of deal. But I did think I thought it was kind of odd, because why not do it a day before or a day later?
Yeah, because it's a program that, just as we know, it already sort of struggles with the publicity piece of it, you know, and then, you know, to have the basketball schedule the same day, like, that's just going to exacerbate that issue. Hey, Frank, man, great stuff. We
appreciate
the time,
you,
as always.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me on. Y'all keep doing good work.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
He is,
you too.
Frank Bonner, covers Memphis football for the Daily Memphian. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, man. I mean, you sort of break down that schedule. We got the nice poster here. I think you're right. I mean, obviously, I'm chalking up week one as an L, because if it's not, that's the end for Mike Leach. Goodbye. That's it. Memphis would put the nail in his coffin.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to let that happen. But then you have Navy, and then it's Arkansas State. And then it's North Texas, and then it's Temple. If we're being real, right, that should be 4-0. Like, North Texas is here, right? Arkansas State is here. I think Temple is here. You know? You got to go 4-0 in that stretch.
So you're saying you'd be 4-1 going into Houston?
Yeah.
With Houston here.
I mean, I don't think that's crazy. Do you think that's crazy? 4-0 is like, come on, man. I mean, those teams are not on your level.
Well, and three of the four are at home.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 3-1 is not going to be.
No, I don't think that's asking too much.
No, I mean, it sounds like it could be, because you're like, oh, 4-0, we're just supposed to go undefeated. Well, I mean, against that group of teams, yes. If you're not going undefeated against Arkansas State and North Texas, what are we doing here? You know? I mean, North Texas.
I couldn't be more with you.
If North Texas, I mean, they're going to be up here soon. They ain't up here yet.
Again, you try to pit the two. I think you need Brandon Thomas and Jay Ducker, both. Back to my point made earlier this week. When you were at your best, you had two running backs. Ryan Silverfield has said all preseason he wants two to separate themselves. I'm not as worried as much about who's going to be the starter taking that first snap as I am. Is it these two, and can they get you back to sort of what Darrell Henderson, Patrick Taylor Jr. did for you? Gainwell, Gibson to an extent, once Gibson became the guy Patrick Taylor's hurt. You know, when you had two guys.
Yep.
I think that, forget one. They had one with Gainwell for the most part because you didn't have the 2,000-yard rushers. Gibson was only about 360 that year. But it's better if you got two guys that can be pushing 1,000 like Darrell Henderson and Patrick Taylor Jr. did back in 18.
Absolutely.
That's what they need to get back to.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back. Deshaun Watson has settled.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason, do you want all of the smoke in life?
No.
None of the smoke do you want?
Not a smoke guy anymore. When I was smoking them Black and Milds, I'd take a little smoke.
Bro had all the smoke in his lungs.
That's right.
This is not a live I'm going into, by the way. I'm just asking generally, you know. Like, I just say, like, do you want the smoke? I think sometimes I want the smoke. Not all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I want the smoke. I mean, that's life, you know?
I got off the smoke.
You got off the smoke.
3 years ago in September.
Well, the NFL gave Deshaun Watson lots of smoke today as they did settle. They settled on a suspension. For Deshaun Watson today. 11 games is the number. Deshaun Watson is going to be out until, I want to say week 12 is a bye for them. So the first you would see Deshaun Watson would be week 13 of the NFL season. Now, first of all, in the grand scheme of things, that's really nothing. I mean, 11 games, we were talking about this, last week, he was going to miss the whole year and maybe more. So 11 games in the grand scheme is just not that much. And, you know, I'm kind of – a part of me is surprised a little bit. A part of me is surprised that the NFL was willing to settle. But I guess that was probably directly because they didn't want to go to court over it, you know, because there was the NFLPA would probably have sued, right?
There was a possibility of that and holding it up.
So maybe you just don't
want to – I think in the end, the NFL is going to end up winning just like it did in Deflategate, but you do hold it up. You know, you could threaten to hold it up. But again, do you want to do that to Deshaun Watson right at this point? What Deshaun Watson wants after sitting out all of last year is just to get on the field. Remember beforehand when they were doing settlement talks, they wanted 6 to 8. That's what they drew the line. And so you better believe right now after, yes, word gets out, Goodell wants him gone for a season, that the Deshaun side's happy with 11. And you just wonder, too, on the Goodell side, if the public apology – and I put quotes around it again because it was done in-house by the Browns. But the public apology that Deshaun did, that was much too late, but the show of remorse. Remember, this is something that Sue Robinson said he was lacking on, hadn't shown any remorse. You wonder if doing that had any impact here. It certainly looks like it might have. Right, that was something Goodell wanted.
Yep.
Was a public show of remorse. Here, then I'll be willing to get off of a full season. There you are, 11 games. So he's going to get on the field, which is what he wants. Goodell looks like he was tough.
Yep.
Right after an initial 6-game suspension.
Yeah. So the question really is, where are the Browns going to be when Deshaun Watson gets back
on the 4th against Houston? Right. That bye week is week 9 for them.
Okay.
But that you're right about when he'll first be back on the field looks like December 4th.
Yeah, because that does not count. Right, it's 11 games, not 11 weeks. So the bye is not going to count against that suspension. So they have the Panthers week 1, which it's on the road, but that is certainly a game you should feel good about winning. I mean, I know it's hard to win in the NFL on the road, but the Panthers with Baker Mayfield are probably not going to be all that good. Then you have the Jets with no Zach Wilson. You know, I mean, he's certainly going to probably miss some time.
Well, he's only 2 to 4 weeks, so we'll see. It could be close. He could be playing.
You're right. You're fair enough. But still, it's at home. You got to beat.
No, I expect them to win that game.
Got to beat the Jets.
The roster's better.
Then you host the Steelers. I know the Steelers are always going to be solid, but at home, you know, that's a coin toss game. And when you're at home, you're supposed to win those games. Not saying that they will, but I mean, you could start 3-0, and then you have the Falcons, who are awful, who are going to be among the worst teams in the NFL.
There's a good possibility to go. There's a possibility to go 4-0. I would think 3-1.
That's probably right.
More likely.
Just be conservative.
Because it's the NFL, yes.
But it gets very tough, very quick for them, because then you go Chargers, Pats, Ravens in the next three. Then you have the Bengals. Then you're at Dolphins. So they could start 3-1, and they could lose every game the rest of the way, like until he gets back. Because then you have the Bills. Then you have the Bucks. I mean, that's brutal. That's a brutal schedule. I mean, the best case scenario is what, 6-5? Absolute best case scenario.
Yeah. If they're 6-5 or 5-6 by the time Deshaun gets back for Houston on December 4th, they're probably feeling pretty good. My guess is you look at that schedule and you say you just hope to tread water until he's back. You can't sit there and bank on Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
You know, to have you at the on top of the division by the time Deshaun's ready to go in December. So again, if you can stay around 500, by the time you get him back, he keeps you in the mix for a playoff spot. Going to be tough, just because again we know a lot of it feels like the wild cards are going to come out of the AFC West. There's an opportunity. There's obviously, it feels still like there's going to be multiple ones to come out of the North. Is your record going to be good enough to beat those guys out? But they'll be in the mix. He comes back week 11. He's got 6 games. And if they're around 500, you expect him to be rusty early like we saw in that preseason game. But I don't, Deshaun Watson was a top 5 quarterback when he went out, when he stopped playing football. And so there's a possibility he'll have him in the mix for the playoffs possibly with this 11-game suspension.
Yeah, no, I think they'll be relevant.
They tread water while he's gone.
They will.
And I think that's a possibility they do that.
Jimmy Haslam said, I think in this country people deserve second chances. Is he never supposed to play again? Is he no longer supposed to be part of society? That's what we're going to do. We gave Kareem Hunt a second chance, and that worked out pretty well. I mean, yeah, I guess that's... You know,
the other thing that Goodell was big on that wasn't in Sue Robinson's judgment was the fine. So that, I realize $5 million to Deshaun Watson, who's got a guaranteed $230 coming his way, dropping the bucket, but that was not there, and it was something Goodell, again, had wanted in that punishment. So you put it's $5 million, I believe, with the 11 games. Again, he looks like, okay, I was strong in an instance where I needed to be. So he gets his quote-unquote PR win in a way, and again, Cleveland gets their guy back on the field this season. So for both sides, you figure like, It makes sense at this point.
Look, I mean,
the whole question about whether he should be out for another season, that's neither here nor there now.
Right.
Whether he deserves to play at all, that's over. You realize the NFL was going to move on. In this case, it's satisfied.
Yep. Look, you have to separate sort of what happened and, to really credibly discuss the football side, like you just have to. But Deshaun Watson, the last time we saw him, and I make this point often, but I think it's worth reminding, he was historically, like one, he put up one of the best seasons that we've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, he was, you know, it's Houston, so it's like he didn't get a lot of coverage, but Deshaun Watson like is an amazing quarterback, you know, and we forget that because we haven't seen him in 2 years.
Well, now he's got Amari Cooper once he gets back out there. Yep. Like, you know, before they took DeAndre Hopkins away from him, you know, he had a pretty good weapon down there, put up some big time numbers. He was still doing that even with the guys that he had, but this Cleveland roster is a good one, and you give him that. Take the minus the rust.
Yep.
Yeah, Cleveland's going to have a situation, and it needs to, again, in a division that's still going to be darn good. Again, it looks like Pittsburgh's going to be the weak link, and their quarterbacks have played well this preseason. There's no promise Mike Tomlin ain't going to be right back in the mix for a playoff spot or a record over 500 again if they get solid play from Trubisky, and it looks like maybe Brian Daboll fixed him when he got to Buffalo, maybe fixed Trubisky. I think there's a good chance that he is solid enough to again have them in the mix for a playoff spot. Yeah. Mike Tomlin, a good coach. They ain't
no,
just
you're
about,
right.
Pittsburgh's not just about to fall off here.
No,
I love Najee Harris.
It's too late, you know, for me to say this and act, you know, try to be like I'm first. But I think Mitch Trubisky is actually going to have a solid season.
The crazy part is that Roethlisberger was so limited last year in the way he could throw the ball,
he
just the 5 yard routes.
He was awful.
Their offense going to be a little bit more opened up now. You don't want to give Trubisky too much in terms of hey, go take it over. That's not when he's at his best.
Yep.
But there's a possibility they're more dynamic in a bunch of areas offensively, just because now you got a guy that can actually get the ball down the field.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. By the way, I have a Najee Harris.
I love Najee. You got an NFT of him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, his rookie debut.
Did you see what he said, Nick Saban said about him?
I you mentioned this yesterday off the air, but I think it was an interesting...
It was more than just a pushing. Maybe we'll get into it in the rundown or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
More than just pushing, at least according to Najee.
By the way, also, David Njoku.
Oh, yes. Another weapon there for Cleveland.
I like David Njoku. I think he's actually like, he just needs, you know, consistent quarterback play. I think he's a
don't
guy.
Don't we love their run game? Now, I don't know the status of Kareem right now. Didn't he just demand a trade or something?
No, they told
but
him.
They'll get that back in line, right?
No, they already did.
Tell him to sit down somewhere.
Bro walked in there and said, I want a trade. They said no. He said, okay, thanks, and left.
That's not the way you
that
do
is.
It. I said that's not the way you do it.
Oh, right.
Kareem Hunt. You got to have some stick-to-itiveness.
I know, yeah.
You got to be willing to sit out or something if you're going to put that trade request out there.
Bro literally went in
now,
there.
You can't just say, okay.
Tuesday morning.
Sorry I asked.
I want a trade. No. Bro suited up in pads like that afternoon. Like, what?
I love their run game with him and Chubb. Chubb is just, he doesn't get enough love.
No, Chubb doesn't.
And it's going to keep the tread on his tires, the fact that he's been playing with Kareem here.
No, Kareem needs to know how good he's got it, too.
Yes.
You know? Like, you have Chubb. I mean, Kareem is a number one running back, so I get him. I get where he's coming from, and that's where he's at. He's like, I'm not being paid like a number one. And I am a number one.
You might have a longer career because of it, though.
But he was a beast
and
in
continue
Kansas City,
to earn.
You know, dude was a monster.
Oh, he was.
But that's the thing about NFL running backs. Like, you don't get that money back. You know, you can't make. Le'Veon never made it up, right? I mean, he eventually did get a contract, but he never made up the money that he lost by sitting out. You
but again, if you can keep the add to the longevity though, and add some years to your career again in a two man backfield. You can earn a little longer. Not going to earn as much to your point, but you can earn a little longer. And in this sense, maybe that's the best he can do at this point.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the news on Deshaun Watson. It'll be week 13 before he makes his season debut, but not a season, not a full season. So I'm sure his camp is. They also got to be feeling pretty stupid too, by the way, that they didn't take the 8. Wasn't that the initial offer? No, it was 12.
Mm-hmm.
It was 12. Okay. So, I actually ended up getting a better deal somehow. I'm not sure how that
I'm
happened.
I'm telling you, it's because they put the apology out there. To us, it looked, I said it's hollow, you know, it's in-house, but that's what they wanted. There was no public show of remorse. You put that in there, then they can show you a little grace. But before that, they couldn't, because even Sue Robinson said he hadn't shown any.
Yeah.
Well, when you've settled with these women now, you've got to come forward. I realize you don't say anything beforehand because you've got open cases. Well, now they're closed. And so you had to come out and show that remorse.
Yeah. Trey is harassing me on Twitter. We're still a month out from Titans Raiders, and he is harassing me to bet the game. Titans appear to have opened as a 2.5-point favorite. Yeah. Give me those. Give me those points. I can't.
You and Bennett gonna have to have a nice little bet going, a little in-house.
Bennett did not honor a bet. Remember, I bet him one time to wear a Derek Carr jersey, and he refused to do it. He said, "I'll only wear a hoodie." Remember that?
Yeah.
So he changed the terms of the bet after he lost. Now, that's no good. That's no bueno.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.